In How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche gives this explanation where he says, controlling our self-cherishing is of great value, even temporarily. All worries, anxiety, and sadness are based on self-cherishing. The moment we let go of our obsessive concern for our own welfare, our mind naturally relaxes and becomes lighter. So, self-cherishing. It's important not to misunderstand what that means. Because maybe we hear that and think, oh, you're telling me I'm selfish. Well, I don't need to hear that. I've had enough victim blaming in my life so far. I'm not interested anymore. It doesn't mean that. And please don't think that we are blaming ourselves. You know, there's no place within the Buddhist teachings for self-reproach, self-criticism, guilt, and all of those heavy negative minds. But it is very important to understand our mind, you know, to be able to take a dispassionate perspective and understand the processes that are going on so that we can address them, so that we can understand what's happening and deal with it. So self-cherishing, it means a preoccupation with ourself. And if we're honest, we will be able to observe that we are preoccupied with ourselves. What happens to me feels much more important than what happens to another person. And the nearer things get to me, the more important they feel. You know, even on the most trivial examples, this is clear. Like, let's say there's a group photo. What do we do when we see a group photo that we're in? Almost certainly, the first person we look for is ourselves. How do I look in this photo? And if we look good in the photo, we think that's a good photo, even if everyone else looks awful. But if everyone else looks fantastic and we look terrible, we need to have another photo taken because this is not a good photo. So what this self-cherishing mind does is it's like blinkers on our heart. In our best state, our heart is very open and we're full of empathy and we're very connected with other people. But unfortunately, there is this response that we have that we can train ourselves out of. There's this response that we have where when we feel threatened or stretched, you know, we're tired, we're hungry, we're feeling under pressure, the blinkers of our heart close in, and we don't have time to care about that person. We don't have time to care about that person. I can't be thinking about that. I've got to focus on me. And of course, from a practical behavioral point of view, there are many situations where we do need to pay most attention to ourselves physically, but we never need to close our heart down. That isn't something that we have to do. That's something which is in fact exacerbating, increasing our pain. This mechanism of closing the blinkers of our heart is the magnet for pain. It's like zooming in. You know, there are lots of things that are going on that we are paying no attention to and aren't causing us any issues. But if we were to zoom in enough, we would find them quite disturbing. You know, as I'm just illustrating the point, so I'm sorry if this becomes an issue. But, you know, for example, like if we were to pull an eyelash, for example, and put it under a microscope, or any part of our skin, like, you know, take a little scrape and put it under a microscope and zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, I imagine we all know what we're going to find. Do you? Do you know? We're going to find these alien crab-like monster creatures that have been crawling, all that. We are completely covered. We're like a planet with an entire population all over us. And all those itches are like the little skin mites that are like fighting and procreating and all this kind of stuff in our hair bristles. And if I really go on about this we're all going to start feeling a bit itchy and a bit squirmy and a bit like, oh, I really want to have a shower. And then you think about your bed and your sheets, like, oh my goodness. And then you're a Buddhist and, oh, what can I do? Is it okay to wash them? Ah. So we weren't having an issue with that. I'm sorry if I've given you an issue with that now. We weren't having an issue with that. But then we zoom in and zoom in and zoom in, and suddenly, oh. And that's what our self-cherishing mind does. Now, of course, we don't realize that, because it feels like, no, this is a big issue. This is a big issue. It's not small, it's big. It's not that I'm zooming in. But if we could learn to open those blinkers, what we would discover is that our mind is capable of processing everything, however big. It is the zooming in that is causing us the problem. What we often think of as the solution, I just have to look after me now, is actually the problem. You know, I think as a sort of analog for that, if we were to grab hold of a live electric cable, what our muscles would automatically do is grip around it. It's like the worst possible reaction. Like, what we need to do is let it go. But the way that the electricity and our muscles interact is our hand seizes on it. And so we're like there, stuck. Unless someone helps us, or there's a short and the electricity supply is removed, we may well die from the electrocution. How terrible a reaction is that? And in a similar way, psychologically, this mind of closing in, of focusing on self, is so painful. That's the worst thing we can do. So how can we meditate our way out of that? So obviously there are meditations we can do to grow our heart, to open our heart. You know, the most simple meditation in that direction is a meditation called equalizing self and others, where we see the self in other. Now, rather than getting stuck in our little ego bubble, one of the expressions we use is we climb down the mountain of self and we climb up the mountain of other. So we stop being stuck at the superficial differences between us. Now, maybe our neighbors or some of our colleagues or some of the people that we know, we think, I've got nothing in common with them. There's no bond. Well, there is, of course there is. Now, maybe superficially we have different tastes and different backgrounds and different opinions and different politics and all sorts of different things like that. But fundamentally, we're exactly the same. I want to be happy. They want to be happy. I want to be free from problems. They want to be free from problems. From that point of view, there is no difference between us. There's no difference between us. And what that leads us into is their happiness matters. Their happiness matters just as much as my happiness matters. Their happiness matters just as much. Their problems are no less important than my problems. We're finding this equality, we're equalizing. And what's happening there, the blinkers of our heart are opening. And to whatever degree they open, to that degree, our peace returns. If you're not sure about this, you have to try this meditation, because it works. And we can evidence it in our experience. The more we can open those blinkers of our heart, the broader our perspective, the calmer we will start to feel.